man's greatest end. Lord of all being, there is one thing that deserves my greatest care, that calls forth my ardent desires. That is, that I may answer the great end for which I am made, to glorify Thee who hast given me being, to do all the good I can for my fellow men. Verily, life is not worth having, if it be not improved for this noble purpose. Yet, Lord, how little is this the thought of mankind? Most men seem to live for themselves, without much or any regard for Thy glory, or for the good of others. They earnestly desire and eagerly pursue the riches, honors, pleasures of this life, as if they supposed that wealth, greatness, merriment could make their immortal souls happy. But alas, what false, delusive dreams are these! And how miserable, ere long, will those be that sleep in them! For all our happiness consists in loving Thee, and being holy as Thou art holy. Oh, may I never fall into the tempers and vanities, the sensuality and folly of the present world. It is a place of inexpressible sorrow, a vast, empty nothingness. Time is a moment, a vapor, and all its enjoyments are empty bubbles, fleeting blasts of wind, from which nothing satisfactory can be derived. Give me grace always to keep in covenant with Thee, and to reject as delusion a great name, here or hereafter, together with all sinful pleasures or profits. Help me to know continually that there can be no true happiness or joy, no fulfilling of Thy purpose for me, apart from a life lived in and for the Son of Glory, the Son of Thy love. May we do all things, whether we are eating or drinking, to the glory of God. Amen.